Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Thanks to Time Out Bookstore.
Morena.
Morena, Jenna, how are you?
I'm really great, thank you. I was just telling you who David Sedaris was.
Yes.
Who is this? He spoke in Auckland on Friday night, and he's a really excellent, one of the best comic writers. Like, if someone says to me, I want a funny book, he's my first choice. He's that really dry sense of humour, writing about his funny family, and lives quite a funny life.
Just describe the event that you, because he was at the town hall.
It was at the town hall. It was almost sold out, which was over 1,000 people. And what he's really well known for is signing every single book that people bring to and line up for. So the line went, I think, till about 12:30. And he'll spend about 2 minutes with each person, write something and different in every book. That's what he's really well known for.
Wow, what an investment.
So people were signing very excited. That many books. Yes.
Yeah.
So
did you get yours signed?
I actually didn't. I had one signed 10 years ago, and I'm feeling a bit sad because we saw him a lot at the start, but we weren't sure of what his vibe was. But we really should have just gone in and talked to him properly then, because there was no time afterwards. But Suri stayed. Suri was the last person in the line. We all left, and Suri stayed and got hers signed. Excellent. I was like, I can't stay with you like I want to, but I can't do it.
But was it quite a was it a funny, evening full of humour?
We weren't watching, though I have watched him before, and it's very funny. So we were just running the shop and manning the line, but we could hear lots of laughter.
From the town hall.
Yes, he's Amy Sedaris' brother, and he was wearing these really great pantaloons. Mm-hmm. He's quite kooky. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, what are we talking about this morning for Loose Reads?
I am reviewing my favourite titled book of last year, which is called Dear Dickhead.
Okay.
It's by, excuse my French, my bad pronunciation of French, Virginie Despentes. And this was originally published in French in 2002. Mm-hmm. She's quite a punky, long-time writer. She wrote this book of cultural essays called King Kong Theory, which wrote about her time in sex work, which she hates that term, and writing about feminism. She wrote a revenge rape story when she was 23, so she's been really well known since then. And she's pretty well known for this trilogy she wrote that Suri has recommended to me, but I haven't read yet, but I read this instead, called Vernon Subutex, which is like a French, what's that Nick Hornby book about the record shop. Oh, damn it. Some listener will be freaking out. Someone will text it in. It's like a French version of that 10 years into the future. So this is an epistolary novel, which I learned this term this morning, which is a novel of letters being written to each other between the characters.
Okay.
Or the characters writing between each other. So we have Oscar. He is a novelist, a crime novelist, and he writes this really feral, awful post about an actress called Rebecca, just like writing about how she's old and fat and stuff. And she sees it and replies to it. So she starts it off saying, Dear Dickhead, I read the piece you posted on Insta. You're like a pigeon shitting on my shoulder as you flap past. And then he's like, oh my God, I can't believe you replied. I knew you when I was a kid. You're my sister's friend. And then she's like, well, you're still a dickhead. But they get into this deep, years-long writing relationship with each other.
So it's just the letters they're exchanging? Is there?
Yes. There is a third character who comes through because Oscar has recently been Me Too'd. A woman has been writing blogs about how he harassed her when he was an author and she was his PR agent. And he's like, woe is me, telling Rebecca about what's happened. Rebecca is also talking about being an aging actress, which made me think of The Substance. Have you watched that?
Yes, I have.
You think of Demi Moore's character. She's sitting at that type of level in her acting where she's maybe aging out of what she used to do. So there's quite a lot going on, and a lot of it's written during COVID. So all of these things may put you off this novel. Like, Me Too, COVID, you know, feminism, but it's really tied together super well, and it's really funny. The Me Too stuff makes me think, like, this would have come out just at the time as all the awful stuff about Gisele Pellico and the French woman who was raped repeatedly by her husband. It makes me all the way that women are looked at, all those and these deep dives into how women have to live, makes me think of these cultural these touchstone moments that are just going to keep happening within the Me Too movement and how these new revelations come out. But then it will have these saying, like, there's this great line comparing feminism to potatoes, and there's so many varieties of potatoes and so many varieties of feminists. The COVID level, the COVID is essentially just laying out why the protagonists can't talk to see each other in person. So that's a good reason, I think, for the letter writing to continue. But ultimately, with a little surprise extra theme coming in, it is a novel. Both of these protagonists are addicts, and so they're talking about their addiction to alcohol and various drugs and how they handle that. So it's almost like a platonic love story of friendship of two people who are seriously flawed getting to a point where they understand each other and they really trust each other. Can you hate someone for one thing, for being an actual dickhead and awful predator to someone else, but then understand similar parts of their life? Can you forgive Oscar for what he's done as he slowly starts to realize what he's done is... like, he was quite delusional in what he thought was happening. So I think it's a really complex, easy to read, but complex themes nutted out in quite a fun and funny and nuanced way. And just how I reviewed that book that I loved, Some Strange Music Draws Me In, that nuance, you're exploring generational differences of heavy topics and how those characters try and figure it out without giving any wrong or right answers to the reader. I really love books like that. So that's why I enjoyed this book. But I especially enjoyed the humour because I thought it was so laugh out loud funny for a lot of it. And I think this would be a good book if you read All Fours by Miranda July, which is quite provocative and hilarious. This could be a good sideways book to dive into if you're looking for that really sharp, kind of irritating humour.
Sounds French.
Yeah, it does sound very French. It's so French. And yeah, so I'm like busy outside trying to listen to all these names, getting the pronunciation right because I'm so bad at French pronunciation.
So you were saying one of your favourite books of...
A really great read that I read over the summer. It was a book that, to be honest, I ordered it at the library because it was on my list for... the waiting list for so long, and then it came in, I got it out, and I was like, oh, I feel like the boat shipped on this. I don't even know if I'm going to read it. But then I just start, I was like, I'll give it a few pages, and then I couldn't put it down.
Yes, okay, yeah. Fantastic. All right, okay, so then the title of the book and the name of the author, one more time.
Dear Dickhead by Virginie DuPont, $38, on the shelf now at Time Out.
Excellent. All right, everyone, head to Time Out. And Jenna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.